Hi, I'm Philip Shepherd. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this amazing once-in-a-lifetime conference, and especially to the Meditation and Breathwork channel, which I'm proud to be sponsoring because meditation and breathwork are essential to my teachings. I'm the founder of the Embodied Present Process, or TEP, which is based on my two books and is taught worldwide. And here's one thing I believe about meditation and breathwork. You limit your experience of both if you imagine that your mind is just the thoughts in your head. Your mind permeates your every cell. Every stirring of energy within your body is an expression of it. So, if you wish to calm your mind, the most direct route is to develop the skills that enable you to feel the body's energy and ground it in the spaciousness of the present. That's what my work is about. If that appeals to you, I hope you'll check out my two presentations, one on this channel and one on the main stage. You might also be interested in a special offer exclusive to the Embodiment Conference to listen to one of my embodied meditations for yourself for free. You can find a link to the special offer in the description of this presentation or on the show notes. And now, enjoy the presentation.
So, Ralph Steele has been teaching insight meditation for, 1987. As a married, family, and individual therapist, his specialty is treating complex trauma and teaching advanced meditation practices. He's a somatic experiencing practitioner and integral somatic psychology by the founder, and Ralph has been assisting in the advanced trainings of that. Today, he's going to be talking to us about embodying emotions with somatic meditation and your experience various meditation techniques with a body-based framework and utilizing your body intelligence that awakens to cleanse ourselves and collectively cleanse each other. So Ralph, pleasure to have you here and I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome everyone. This is a very short moment for us together. So I'm asking you to trust what comes out of my mouth. If you could be so kind and make yourself comfortable, sitting in a chair, sitting on the floor, be comfortable. If you have any cardiac or bronchial issues that's going on, I want you to begin to breathe right now, long in breath and long out breath. Don't worry, we will be joining you, the rest of us, eventually. And this doesn't take away or belittle or degrade the quality of this practice. So if you can begin, eyes can be open or closed, long in breath, long out breath, please. The rest of you, if you can begin, mouth closed, not clenching your teeth, breathing in and out of your nostril as fast as you can. Right now, just begin. In and out of your nostril as fast as you can. Your eyes can be open, your eyes can be closed. The first few minutes or so is gonna be tough because this is a physical exercise. And you are warming up your physiology, or we are. Remember, neck doesn't breathe, shoulder doesn't breathe, it's the lungs. So all you're working is your lungs. Yeah, you're working your lungs. This particular exercise we're doing is, it's Africa. people dance with it. The Sufi tradition, people chant with it. In Burma, which is now Myanmar now, there's an entire meditational system that's built around this practice. India, there's various lineages from the Vedic system that works with this. Pretty much, it's in at least 25 to 50% of the culture on the globe utilizing what we're doing right now in various kinds of format. We are working with it to begin to move with embodying emotions. Now your body should be opening up more. And so at this point, it's just like going for a run or a swim. Or when you're working out, you have to begin to pace yourself now. You can find your rhythm in there, as most importantly, find your edge. Finding that edge is nice because it keeps our sense of self more active with regards to paying attention to what's going on instead of running away, going someplace else, or dialoguing with inside yourself. Find that edge and just stay right on the edge. Also, what helps is as you're breathing right now, soften the muscles in the body. You can begin to just work on the spinal system, soften those muscles, and notice what happens. You don't let it run away from you. You notice you can breathe faster and you're more relaxed. Everything's coming out of my mouth is science-based. Internally, we are awareness, we're faster than the speed of light. So yes, you can continue to breathe like this and soften the muscles in your body. Those of you who are doing just a long in breath and long out breath, you can do the same as well. Soften the muscles in the body. Because we have patterns and conditioning from childhood to right now, where it's automatic. We constantly tense our system up. A lot of the reasons we don't know is there, but it's not on the conscious table. We can put storylines to it, but it's never any one issue. It's multiple issues. Anytime you get bored with one rhythm, find another one. And you want to take charge. Anytime a thought or an image or a body sensation comes in and distracts you, just change the rhythm of your breathing. Just change the rhythm of your breathing. You can breathe coarse breath, hard breath, soft breath, light breath, and all the different kinds of variations in between is like beginning to use your body as a musical instrument. The breath. It's all in the breath and the body on how we utilize it. Be careful, you can get yourself in a space where it just feels so good or calm, peaceful, and you, oh, I want to stay right there. Well, you're going to miss it if you do that. You're going to miss. You're going to miss where this train is going, in other words. Push yourself, push yourself. In a few minutes, we'll be changing skills. Don't let yourself get distracted with the various kinds of sensations that perhaps beginning to build in and around our bodies. Now I want you to stop and take in a deep in breath and just push it right back out through your nostril, in and out the nostril. Again, a deep in breath. Don't play around. Be in charge. Push it right back out. Push it out faster than you suck it in. Now stop. I want you to begin taking in some long in breath and long out breath. Long in, long out. The longer, the deeper, the softer, the quieter, the more efficient it is for our body. Our body feeds off of three different qualities of nutrition, and there's a pecking order. Number one is oxygen, which we call the breath. Number two is water. And number three is food. We tend to give number three the most attention, and number one, this particular skill here, you actually oxygenating your system. Therefore, our system is so intelligent. Oh my, We are just a grain of sand on the beach. If you crack open that grain of sand under a high power microscope, there'll be a speck of salt water. And we are, as this community, we are working on tapping into the ocean. So need to trust. We can't understand, but we can trust. And with that trust, we are constantly getting information, more information about you, personal information on how it works. Long in, long out. The various sensation you're feeling in and around the body is being called the subtle body. It's important to learn how to use the subtle body, just like how we use our physical body or the gross body. It takes practice, and it takes time, and it takes practice, and more practice. Now, I want everyone to open their eyes, but continue with the long in breath, long out breath. Eyes fully open. Why? Because you want to acclimate more to this. And it's just a little bit more difficult for our sense of self to take off someplace with the eyes open as compared to with the eyes closed. Stay with it. And notice now you can begin to breathe in a certain way where it enhances the vibration or the feeling, the sensations that you're feeling right now. For some of you, if you get in touch with that. These are ancient practices. Medical system has been built around this practice, the subtle body and the physical body, that is. Like Oriental medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, Tibetan medicine, homeopathy, and various kinds of body work. Heat may come up in the body, or cold. Well, it's the body. The body is from nature. It has the basic elements, and we are working with the basic elements at this moment: earth, wind, fire, and water. That's just the elements that govern this plane of existence. Understand there's nothing above the great elements. Even the Buddha said, not even myself is above the great elements. That's the mystery, that's the Maya, nature. Now I'd like for you to let this practice go. And I would like for you to close your eyes. And I want you to bring up a situation that's in the present that's disturbing for you. Anytime you put your attention on it, it disturbs you. Now take one hand and put it on the back of your neck. And track the sensation of that situation. If you can't put your hand on the back of your neck, put it on the front of your neck. Or your awareness. Take your other hand and put it on your belly button. Eyes open now. Keep your attention on that situation. Notice what's happening with the feeling component. One hand on the belly button, and the other hand on the back of your neck or your awareness there. Let it teach you. Let it teach you. If you feel your torso filling up or pretty full, or sensation, just feel pleasant, then take both hands and put it on your hips. Keep your awareness on the situation. Let it teach you. Lifting your heels up and down 2 or 3 times slowly. If you have to. If you don't feel the fullness in your body right now, well, what do you mean when full? Or if your body doesn't feel pleasant, or your body doesn't feel calm, I'm sure you have your own words for the sensation or feelings. Let it teach you. And taking both hands and putting palms down on your thighs now, please. And go back to a long in breath, long out breath. And feel the difference compared to when we first begun. Feel that in your body. Try your best to not let your judging mind or categorizing mind or see if you can keep it quiet as you can and feel what you're feeling as best as you can presently. It's all in the present moment, but it's easier said than done to be present constantly. Now let's let this part go. Inhale through your nostril, exhale through your mouth. 3 times, but gentle, be gentle. Be gentle with yourself, please. Soft, be gentle. Notice what happens each time you exhale with your system. Let it teach you. Okay, now if you're invited to first think of the word love, love, L-O-V-E, and how you would like to be loved. If you need that feeling, put one hand on your chest. Feel that love for you. How you would like to be loved. Take the other hand, keep it palms down on your thighs. How you would like to be loved. If you don't feel that love right now, then take the other hand and put it on your belly button. How you would like to be loved at this very moment. What we've been doing is working, embodying emotions with greater efficiency, utilizing somatic meditation, working with the breath. The experience is more important than the words. The words are priceless. Your insight is even more priceless that you're receiving at this very moment. Once that love is built, really built up inside of you, you can put both hands back on your thighs and you can actually clasp your hands together if you want to. It's just like being in the bottom of the ocean or being in a hot tub. Anything you do, you'll create a wave. And that wave is very juicy, right? This very moment. And for you to understand how wonderful and incredible this wave is, I want you to just make this sound, mmm, and feel what happens in your system. Mmm. You can feel it as it just rippled through all the walls, all the intestines, the organs, the eyes. Come on, do it one more time. Mmm. Yeah. This is the physical and the subtle body blending. Now go back to working long in breath, long out breath. Long in, long out. But breathe it in such a way, like I said, that it enhances what you just felt when you said, when you made that sound. It's easier with the in breath. And once you have it down with the in-breath, then add the out-breath to it. You've read many words and poems and so forth with regards to words such as, we are a star in the sky, we shine like a star. Well, we're working on that now. We're getting it out of the way. It is Ralph. You're getting Ralph out of the way, getting your name, your personality out of the way, and looks what's coming to the surface. The surface of your skin is becoming brighter. You're feeling various kinds of sensations and so forth. If you can allow it to be, just let it teach you. Long in, long out. Let it teach you. Your body may yawn. That's a good thing because we've been releasing. We've been releasing. The first part is like the garbage truck going to just the waste plant. And that's the embodying emotions with greater efficiency. Remember, it's from the earth. The body is, we live in nature, in the physical body, and the physical body lives in nature. Now open your eyes if they're closed. Again, you want to acclimate to this. You don't want to just fall back into your pattern. You want to acclimate to this. Yeah, we call it love. We call it love because we don't know what it is. It just feels so good, okay? But let's acclimate to this. And it takes, this is why it takes practice. It takes practice. It takes practice. This is connecting to the ocean, that grain of sand, connecting more and more and more. But the more you connect, it's important that you be humble. Oh boy, it's so important that you be humble. Please be humble. Now, with our eyes open, if you need to, you can look on the screen and look at the images you see, but also more importantly, you can feel it. Let your awareness just go out. Go out to 84 people, our community, right now. Understanding every one here is sending each other, tending loving care. Now, this is the collective subtle body. In our community, we're taking it. Let's take this and utilize it. Yeah. Notice, let it teach you the collective subtle body. Yeah. That's right. You can feel it in all the cells, the molecules. Yes, this is the level. This is quantum physics, people in the science lab and all of that kind of stuff. But the ancient masters don't have time to deal with that. We don't have time to deal with that. Yeah, let's just take this and utilize it at this very moment. letting the shaman in each one of us, letting the Buddha in each one of us. Let it just shine. Let it be. Yeah. And that's the Buddha, the awakened person in each one of us is way, way, way bigger than our own, what we call Ralph or our sense of self. Ralph don't know anything. But Ralph is just a grain of sand on the beach. That's it. And maybe you have a bunch of letters after your name. All it does is make Ralph more confusing. Okay? So be careful. Just let it teach you. Let it teach you. Notice what your breath is doing. It's becoming quieter all by itself now. Softer and quieter all by itself. How come? Because stress is going this way. Yeah. Remember, this is the only thing that makes our physicality age is stress. So this is why we need to begin to learn, really learn how to work the subtle body in relationship to the physical body. Now, to really embrace the other person or to hug that other person or kiss that person or whatever, that love, to give that to our community, then do it again. Feel what happens. Notice how different it is. Wow, that's amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Yeah. Okay. Now let's bring our loved ones, our family. We want to put them on the table. Just one breath towards in that area. It's like wave. Those that you know that are ill, not doing well, give them a wave. Anybody else that you may know, give them a wave. Send a wave to them. That's the Oprah. You should know that by now. The staff of this conference sent them away. Without them, we wouldn't be here. And all those folks that works in, yeah, let's use that. All those folks that works in politics around the globe, send them away. All the people that's in the various kinds of healthcare centers, all kinds, from mental health, physical health, send them away. All those people that somewhere around the last time I Google number comes to my mind, a round number is 150,000 people every 24 hours dies. Send them away. People die. Now, the people that's coming in, is it just more than twice that amount? Can you imagine? Wow. Send them away. There's a lot of us on this globe and a lot of us constantly coming in. All the people that are incarcerated in various prison systems, send them away. All the people in different kinds of military, wearing uniforms, in various kinds of conflicts on our globe. Why they have to fight? Well, people have been fighting since people have been on the globe, so it just is what it is. Send them away. Just send the globe away. Send the globe away. It's important. And especially the animals. Oh my. We've been having thousands of birds just dropping. The fires, all kinds of interesting things been going on. Send our planet away. It's actually sending us away, really. We just in form for a certain period of time and we leave this physical form. But if you know how the subtle body works, then you can have some fun. But it takes practice. Now just sit with this for the next few minutes. Your eyes can be open or closed, it's up to you. Take advantage of this. This medication is going to be packaged. All right. And so you can have your friend listen to it. My timer just went off. But understand, even in the package, it's going to be nice and juicy, but it's just like a photograph with devices and stuff. And it will be interesting to see the quality in the package. I mean, this was beyond words. It's beyond words. Okay, you invited to go to my website. I teach courses, so there's that piece. And Steve, have that information. He can give you all of that. And you know my name. I have a book out, my autobiography, so you can just Google Ralph Steele and you'll find me, and then you get to my website and my email and all that kind of stuff. But we have a few minutes left, so we can play like you have questions, and I'll play like I can respond to it. How's that? Okay.
All right, I can see Per has raised his hand, so you can unmute yourself since you're in the room here if you'd like to ask a question.
Ralph, I just wanted to thank you for the practice and ask a question about the emotional qualities that you offered us to feel into. What's the process like for doing that? How do you organize that for yourself and then provide it for us?
Ouch. Ooh, that's a good question. It takes time and it takes a lot of practice and it takes understanding. Understanding what? Understanding that we have patterns. So you have to notice your patterns, your daily patterns. That's what I'm talking about. We all have patterns. And understanding our conditioning. We condition ourselves to be a certain way, and we can get stuck in our conditioning, okay? Conditioning is heavy, heavy duty. It's like a big, huge tree. And the patterns are like the roots, all the various kinds of roots that goes to that tree. So it's not just one pattern that's gonna, it's multiple. And so that's why I said, wow, this is big, yeah. And I teach all of this. And besides patterns, conditioning, we have belief systems. Oh boy. or you can call it rules and regulations. I'm not talking about societal, I'm talking about ours, okay? And as you grow, as we grow, our belief system changes. We know that. But to actually open up the book and really look at it, that takes practice. And then final piece is we regulate. We're self-regulate. We regulate ourselves. And you notice I'm not talking about good or bad or negative or positive. We do what we need to do to self-regulate. That's what the human being does. So in a snapshot, in the response to your question, those are the main guiding posts with regards to getting into understanding and working with how to embody emotions with greater efficiency. Okay. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Ralph. Unfortunately, this is now wrap-up time, so I'd just like to say again, if there were a couple more questions, do get in contact with Ralph, check his stuff out. I've posted his website there, but I'll repost it for anyone watching, not here, it's lifetransition.com. Am I correct? There's nothing else? That's the one and only. So lifetransition.com, do check out Ralph's stuff. And I really want to thank you for today. There's a lot of love coming through in the chat, and I've got a few private messages actually from people going, wow, this is amazing. So thank you for that. And just before we close, do tell your friends this is available for 48 hours afterwards if they want to watch a replay of this, or you can also upgrade and get the package, which means you get to own the whole library to digest it in your own time. over the next decade is probably what it will take. So you can do that. It would be a big thank you to us if you did do so. And it pretty much means that it's free to everyone else who can't afford it if you can do so, because it took a lot to put it together. So we thank you for that. If you would like to have a chat about what Ralph has just offered, you can also go to the coffee break rooms after this week and chat with some other people. It gives you some nice integration time to do that as well. And or you can also head across to the Facebook group, which is has a lot of discussions around this whole conference. It's a bit mad over there, but I mean, you'll sort your way through it and find what you need to find. So do head across to each of those things. And just to wrap up with is I'd like to ask you, Ralph, to, as a final word, what would be your top tip to be more embodied?
The top what?
What would be your top tip to be more embodied?
Okay. I love your accent. I just love your accent, Steve. Okay. English is my second language, and you speak high English, the best one.
I have to tell everyone that Australian is high English.
One breath. The tip, your body, one breath. Take one breath at a time. It's always breathing, but where are you? Top tip, one breath.